Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 118 for Tuesday, October 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed at Tuesday's close, although the bias was lower in the most active months as prices backed away from the four-month highs hit earlier in the session. Canola was up $1 to down $2, the November contract down $1.60 at $506.50 per ton. Ongoing harvest delays facing the final fifth of Canada's canola crop did continue to account for some strength in the market. Crushers were thought to be showing good demand with their margins looking very wide. Forecasts calling for tighter palm oil supplies this year remained supportive for the vegetable oil markets in general, but Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil were both correcting lower today, and the selling in those markets eventually spilled over to weigh on canola. In addition to that weakness in soy oil, gains in the Canadian dollar were also somewhat bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mixed in choppy activity. Soybeans were down 1 cent to up 2 cents, the November contract down a penny at $9.91 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 76% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly off last year's pace, but still in line with the five-year average. Solid export demand accounted for some buying interest in beans, but a correction lower in soy oil, after it hit two-year highs yesterday, did pressure values. General strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on the U.S. grains and oilseeds today, as that rising currency should be cutting into some international buying interest. For corn, prices were within a penny of unchanged, the December contract up 1 cent at $3.49 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 61% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the five-year average. While the advancing harvest and large crop prospects did weigh on prices, supportive technical signals were enough to keep corn within a narrow range. For wheat, prices were down 1 cent to up 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 1 cent at $4.04 per bushel. Ample world wheat supplies and soft demand for U.S. wheat accounted for some selling pressure as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities, but quality issues with the North American spring wheat crop remained supportive. Next year's U.S. winter wheat crop was 79% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's slightly off the 82% average. Roughly 59% was rated good to excellent. That compares with only 47% in that category last year at this time. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.